There's a tradition at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Little Rock, Arkansas, where at the Easter Vigil, which is held at 11 p.m., when the lights are brought up from their dimness, the children ring bells that they bring from their homes. One year, my late wife, Jeannie, and I were sitting behind a young couple and their four-year-old daughter who wanted to ring her bell. But her father kept telling her that it wasn't time yet. The girl kept telling her dad, "I want to ring my bell." And the father looked at his daughter and lovingly said, "Honey, we have to wait for Jesus. And when the lights are turned on, you can ring your bell." And without missing a beat, the little girl had managed to get the bell from the grips of her dad's hand. And she said, "I'm tired of waiting on Jesus." She then took the bell and clunk, plunk, right on Daddy's head. Now, there are two good things that come out of this. First, the bell was small. And secondly, the father still had a full head of hair on top. He was about to take the young girl out of church when I stopped him. I said, "Don't be mad at her. Forgive her. For I'm also tired of waiting on Jesus, and I too wish the lights would come up and we can all ring our bells." At the appropriate moment, when the final scripture was read of Jesus' resurrection and the lights came up, that little girl took her bell and rang it with excitement and gusto. Believing in Jesus is affirming and accepting Him as Lord and Savior. Believing in Jesus enables confident living and ensures eternal life. Believing in Jesus ensures us that we will get it all. Today's text from John reminds us that Christ is risen. Mary Magdalene has told the disciples of what she had seen at the grave. But the disciples, still fearing from those who crucified Christ, in believing that they would be coming after them, locked themselves in a room. And then a miracle happens. Jesus appears to them in a locked room. And he appears to assure them that there is nothing to fear, that God's peace is given to them. And with such news, they went out and they told Thomas, who was not there when this immaculate scene took place. Now we know why Thomas is called the Doubting Thomas, because he had to see for himself. Once he saw, though, he believed that Christ had truly risen from the dead. John adds in verses 30 and 31 that those who come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing one may have life eternal in His name. In other words, those who take the Son get it all. By believing in Jesus, the way of life has been declared. With Jesus in our lives, holiness, happiness, joy, and security has been met. By accepting the risen Lord into our hearts and our lives, we have everything we want. We have it all. Now, that doesn't mean that we are immune to the problems of the world. It doesn't mean that prejudices, hatred, discriminations are going to stop. By the contrary, we will continue to see our problems. We will continue to see the prejudices of the world. But with Christ in our lives, we can find some solace in our problems. We can find some answers to solving the injustices of the world. Our troubles, our pains, the evilness in the world will not fester and not overcome our humanity. Last Sunday, we celebrated one of the most sacred moments in the life of the church. We celebrated the resurrection of Christ. This resurrection gives us hope. Hope that life is never ending. Once our fleshly body stops existing in God's earthly kingdom, our souls, which makes who we are and whose we are, will live on in God's heavenly kingdom. And that is more than any human or any power can promise. All the worldly possessions cannot give us the gift that Christ gave us on that old rugged cross and in his great resurrection. For only he will give us eternal life. And this gift of eternal life is a transforming gift. By accepting Christ's life, passion, death, and resurrection as our life, we will not only be satisfied, but also transformed. We will inherit the kingdom. We will get it all. Years ago, there was a very wealthy man who, with his devoted son, shared a passion for art collecting. They traveled the world, adding only the finest art collections to their treasures. Priceless works of Picasso, Van Gogh, Monet, many others adorn the walls of the family estate. As winter approached, war engulfed the nation, and the son left to serve his country. After only a few weeks, the father received a telegram telling him that his beloved son had died while saving a life of a soldier. Distraught and lonely, the father faced the upcoming holidays with great sadness. The joy of a season that he and his sons had so looked forward to would visit his home no more. One morning, a knock at the door awakened the father. And as he walked to the door, the masterpieces that were hanging on the walls only reminded him that his son was not coming home. As he opened the door, he was greeted by a soldier with a large package in his hand. The soldier introduced himself to the father by telling him that he was a comrade to his son in the war. In fact, he was the very soldier that his son had saved. As the two began to talk, The soldier told of how the father's son had told every one of his comrades about the love of fine art collecting that he and his father did. "I'm an artist," said the soldier, "and I want you to have this." As the father unwrapped the package, the paper gave way to reveal a portrait of the son. The painting featured the young son's face in striking detail. Overcome with emotion, the father promised to hang it above the fireplace, and true to his word, he pushed aside thousands of dollars of artwork that was on the mantle and hanging above the fireplace, and he hung the picture of the son there in the center of the fireplace. During the days and weeks that followed, the father realized that even though his son was no longer with him, the son's life would live on because of those that he had touched. The father would soon learn that his son had rescued dozens of wounded soldiers before a bullet stilled his caring heart. The painting of his son became his most prized possession. The following spring, the father succumbed to illness and passed within the veil. The art world was in anticipation. According to the will of the father, all the artwork would be auctioned on the day he had received his greatest gift, his prized possession. The day had arrived, and art collectors from around the world gathered to bid on the collections. Dreams would be filled this day. Greatness would be achieved, as many would claim, "I have the greatest collection." The auction began with the painting of the father's son. The auctioneer asked for an opening bid. The room was silent. "Who will open the bidding with $100? He asked. Minutes passed. No one spoke. From the back of the room came, "Who cares about that painting? It's just a picture of the old man's dead son. Let's forget it and go on to the good stuff." "No, we have to sell this one first," replied the auctioneer. "Now, who will take the son?" Finally, a friend of the father spoke up. "Will you take $10 for the painting? For that's all I have." And I knew the boy. "I have $10. Will anyone go higher?" called the auctioneer. After more silence, the auctioneer said, "Going once, going twice, gone." The gavel fell. Cheers filled the room, for the art collectors were ready to bid on the fine art. The auctioneer looked at the audience and announced that the auction was over. The room fell into a stunned belief. Someone asked, "What do you mean it's over? We didn't come here for a picture of some old man's son. What about all these paintings? There are millions of dollars of art here. I demand an explanation." And the auctioneer replied, "It's very simple. According to the will of the Father, whoever takes the son gets it all." Now, whether this story is true or not, we don't know. But it does put things into perspective. Just as those art collectors discovered on that auction day, the message is still the same. the love of a father. A father whose greatest joy came from his son, who went away and gave his life saving others. And because of that father's love, whoever takes the son gets it all. So my friends, in this Easter season, take the son, get it all, and ring your bell. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ring your bells, for Christ is risen indeed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.